We're now in hour number two. 7 days after the attempted assassination of President Trump, and all the evidence is coming out, deep state coup. And Larry Pinkney has called in.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I fired the bat signal, and I said, man, we haven't had Larry Pinkney on. I've been begging him to come on as a guest, but he's been so busy. He's one of the founding members of the real Black Panther Party, an American patriot, a populist, a pro-human for everybody. He sees right through the enemy plans, and I'm so glad we're launching this Spaces simulcast on X, and he is the first callers. We're also taking calls. This is a short segment. Some stations don't carry it. We'll hold you over, Larry, because I want you to have some time. Then we'll go to everybody else. With Chase Geyser controlling the space is here on X. But my friend, first off, my brother, what do you make of the assassination attempt? You were on just a few weeks ago saying they're going to try to kill Trump. You said it. We should get that clip and play it. And then what they're doing, Kamala and Biden and all of it. This is, we only got 4 minutes to break, but you got the floor, brother.
Well, thank you, my brother. It is great to hear your voice, but beyond that, it is great that you are continuing to fight, as we all must do. What I think about the assassination attempt is that they're going to try it again and again and again. And, you know, President Trump is standing in front of us. We must stand in front of him and beside him and behind him. We must understand this is about more than President Donald J. Trump. This is about our republic, our entire nation, our republic. So it is crystal clear that the fact of the matter is, frankly, to be blunt, that the so-called stand down by the Secret Service was absolutely beyond being criminal negligence. It was clearly all about setting up Donald J. Trump to be blown away, as we used to say back in the day in the 60s and 70s. This was not, you know, when people say criminal negligence, well, what is criminal negligence? Think about it. If it was negligent and it was criminal, then it was deliberate. I'm sorry, I need to calm down a little bit.
No, you should be upset, and so am I, Larry, because this means the deep state's going for broke.
Yes. They're going after Donald J. Trump any possible way they can. His family, his supporters, the American people. We need to clearly understand what we are dealing with. We are dealing with people who lack, L-A-C-K, lack all boundaries. They have no boundaries. I've said this before. They are not immoral. They are amoral. They have no morals. They lie, steal, cheat, and play us off as best they can against one another. And as far as that Trojan horse, Kamala Harris, whatever, as far as that creature is concerned, it's here we go again. Black, you must be kidding. That's like, and I don't mean you, obviously. I mean them, the deep state, the Democrats, the neoliberal fascists that they are. They must be kidding. How stupid do they think we are? We're not stupid. We know what they're about. We know what they intend to do, and we must not allow it to happen. I'm calling upon everybody, all patriots, all of the American patriots, of the people all over this great republic, with all its faults and flaws, it is still a great republic. I'm calling upon the people to stay united, to not be divided. Do not let them do this. And stop going for the ghost. And what do I mean by going for the ghost? I mean, stop being sucker punched. Stop being bamboozled. Stop being hoodwinked. Kamala Harris, what a sick, dangerous joke. And we must understand that these are the kinds of tactics that they will continue to use. The media. We don't have a media. We have a propaganda machine that would make Goebbels green with envy. We don't have a media.
Stay there. You're on fire, Larry Pinkney. We need to get Larry to do a show for us. He should be the next show we add. We'll be right back, Larry. We love you. 60 seconds, brother. This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two. I've known Larry Pinkney, it's got to be 18 years or so. He's been a guest on the show. He's a original founder member of the Black Panther Party, a former political prisoner, a best-selling author, and just an amazing individual, so smart. And I was just sitting there listening to him. I'm like, this guy's got to have a show. That's what I planned for this network before they attacked us, was to go 24 hours a day, or but maybe an hour a day he does or something, or we get him down here. But now he takes care of family and other things. But Larry, if you just joined us as listeners, not a lot of radio stations only carry the second and third hour, called in, or I said, please call Larry and get him on, and he was already listening. So, and I'm trying to get him on as an actual guest, but he's here. And a lot of stations didn't carry the last five. So recap what you said, because it's better than what I could say. It's so true. We've got Trump is out in front of us. As he said, they're trying to get through him to get to us. He just wants basic populist policies that actually help the people, that actually give jobs to people, that make energy cheap, food cheap, housing cheap, by turning on the market we've got. The globalists are standing in the way of that. They've done everything to him. Maybe you can go through what they've done to him, Larry. And it was obvious trajectory. You were on 2 weeks ago. We got to re-air that. I remember you said they're going to try to kill him. We said that on air. And then false flags were the next thing. Well, Larry's been involved in this for, 60 years, folks. I've been involved 30. He knows what he's talking about. He's got a lot of wisdom. And he's been through hell. And he watched how they infiltrate groups and set them up and put them in prison. Same thing they're doing to me and Trump and everybody around us. And so this is a war. And people say, well, I don't want to fight if they're going to get me. They're going to get everybody if we don't stand up. Okay? And so, Larry, recap from your historical understanding what's been done to Trump. Repeat what you said, because he's out in front of us, just like the Secret Service should have done. We've got to be in front of him, beside him, behind him. We've got to shield him. He's so real. He's not perfect. None of us are. But he's real. He wants to be the president. He was the president. And that's why they hate him. And now we have Kamala being crowned as the new person with no votes. It illustrates the dictatorial, totalitarian nature of the globalists. I can tell you. They are going to go absolutely for broke here, ladies and gentlemen. Did you hear that? I just lost audio in my earpiece. It's back. We had a sound system problem. That rarely happens, but it just happened. We're back. We're all good, engineers. We're good? Good, because I heard like audio go out for a minute. So, Larry, epic what you were saying. A lot of stations weren't carrying it. Repeat what you said and then extrapolate into what's coming next, because we're so honored to have you.
Well, first and foremost, I'm honored to be a part of this patriotic and very necessary fight, my brother. I really, really am. We're all in this together, or not at all. We're in this struggle for our republic together. Now, what I said earlier, one, the actions, or should I say inactions, by the so-called Secret Service, obviously, we don't have to be rocket scientists to know that this was clearly an attempt to have Donald J. Trump assassinated. We don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that. The American people, we're not stupid. And I'm sick and tired of us being treated as if we are, by the media, the propaganda machine. What I said earlier, and I'll say it again, is Donald J. Trump is standing out in front, but we must be in front of him beside him and behind him. We must surround him, his family, all of those who are working with him. We must surround him with love, with strength, and we must be his eyes and his ears. We must, no pun intended when I said ears. I meant what I said. The bottom line for all of us is if we do not stand up, and I'm talking about nonviolently, so somebody can't come along and distort it. Oh, Pinky's calling for, I'm calling for us to be patriots. All right? I'm calling for us to understand that we are in perilous times. Our republic is at the very precipice. The very precipice. We're at that cliff. And we must do everything we can to regain our republic. Now, as far as Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris, or I can think of some other names, I'll just leave that alone for now. The bottom line is, this woman is essentially the reincarnation of Hillary Clinton. Come on, let's be real. That's all she is. And here they go again, trying to play the, quote, race card, the color card. Come on. Do they know? Do they remember the words of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King? Do they remember what he said? The content of one's character instead of or versus the color of one's skin? Have they heard it? Are these neoliberal fascists out there listening? Do they understand? It is time for us, as Brother Malcolm said, to stop being pimped, to stop being used, to stop being bamboozled and hoodwinked. It is time for us, black, white, brown, red, yellow, all right? American citizens, come together for God's sake. Come together for our republic.
And you were a founder, and you were a founder of the New Black Panther Party, and heavily persecuted. You witnessed them kill Martin Luther King.
Not the
original Black Panther Party.
Sure.
And you were there. You saw them kill JFK, RFK. You saw them kill MLK. You saw them kill Malcolm X. You were there, and you know the enemy we're facing. People need to understand this is the permanent deep state, literally at war with the people. Can you speak to being such a prominent person in the original Black Panther Party, not the new FBI controlled, but like the KKK is controlled, in the real original Black Panther Party, about your historical understanding of what we're facing right now?
Well, I saw, all right? I remember. This is from memory. I was very much alive when they assassinated, when they murdered JFK. I was very much alive when they murdered Medgar Evers. I was very much alive when they murdered Malcolm X. I was very much alive when they murdered Martin Luther King Jr. I was very much alive, in fact, just a few blocks away, the day they murdered Robert Kennedy. I understand just how insidious these people are, if you can call them people. I understand. I've seen it. I saw with my own eyes how they play us off against each other. They used the color card, the gender card. They used it then. They're using it even more now. We have got to put our silly, dangerous little differences aside and come together for the benefit of our entire republic. I saw it. I feel pain. I think of the people that I knew who gave their lives, who gave their lives. We thought the feds, the FBI in particular, and the CIA were bad then. Oh, my God. Then, that was the late 60s, early 70s, the early 60s as well. But now, oh, my God, the deep state has literally, literally come out in the open. And it is time for us to acknowledge that. Yes, we can stop it. Yes, we can turn it around. But only if we acknowledge it. If a person is sick, the person has to acknowledge that he or she is sick. And then they deal with that sickness to eliminate it. This is what we as a people united, black, white, brown, red, yellow, this.
Incredible, incredible, Larry. And repeating what you said from stations that didn't carry the first five, you said they're going to try to do it again and again and again. And Trump is tough. We get it. But he did made a smart move. No more big open rallies outside. They're going to go at him. Well, Matt, let me get ready, and then we're going to let you go because I know you're busy and we've got a bunch of callers and people. But let me ask you, why don't you come on as a guest soon for hours. What would have happened? What would the enemy's next move have been if they'd have killed Trump and shot him right in the head like Kennedy fateful day 11 days ago? What would have happened then? And then what is your advice to President Trump? Because I can tell you, his top people watch the show daily. We're on in Trump headquarters right now. They're all listening right now. What do you say to them?
I say, first and foremost, I give them my love and my strength. That's first and foremost. Secondly, I say, beware. Be vigilant. They want to kill us all. And I'm not exaggerating. I wish I were. I'm saying that the decision that President Trump made regarding rallies is a very wise decision. Be wise, my president. Be wise, my liege. Be wise. Continue. Stay the course. And yes, they will. They, the deep state, the Democrats, these neoliberal fascists, these rhino Republicans as well, they will try again and again. And we must remember that and be prepared to do our best to stop this from happening, to bring America back to what it could be, the ideals of what America is about. Nobody's saying we're perfect, never, but what country is.
No, I totally agree. So in closing, yes. Why do they hate Trump so much? Because they hate him with a passion. It's real.
They hate Trump because the people love Trump. Let's be blunt. They hate Trump because they know that he reaches the hearts. I said hearts and the minds of the people. They hate Trump because he is a populist, because the people love him. Therefore, they hate him. Therefore, we must love him. As Malcolm said, the bottom line is that if we don't watch out, the media will have you loving the people who hate you and hating the people who love you. President Trump, much love to you, my liege. Stay strong. Stay the course.
Absolutely.
And to you, Alex, much love to you and all the wonderful crew of InfoWars and, wow, the listeners of InfoWars. I say, as we said back in the day, all power to the people, black, white, brown, red, yellow. And I appreciate this opportunity.
Absolutely. In closing, you mentioned the Republican establishment. They're just as bad, but we're taking that over. That's why they're scared. There's multiple videos and photos of Rupert Murdoch and Lindsey Graham, who are deep state as you get. They were so upset during Trump's speech. And that's the enemy right there. It's not just the Democrats. They are so upset right now.
That is correct. We must watch out for the Trojan horses. That's what I call them, Trojan horses. They work with these demons, which means they are part of the demonic plague that we're dealing with. And I use those terms very deliberately. I know what I'm saying. And I know that we can win, brothers and sisters. I know that we can win, but we must be strong. As that biblical passage says, faith without works is dead. And we must keep the faith and keep the struggle to regain this republic.
Larry, how do people find you?
You can find me at Black Activist, that's activistwg.org. WG stands for Writers Guild. Black Activist, WG.org.
And also, you've got a channel on Bandout Video, and you've done some great videos.
Yes.
Please do more,
yes.
And we love you. Larry Pinkney, thank you.
Please stay strong, my brother. Love you. Bye-bye.
Amazing. I'm so glad he was able to get through and we got him on because I wanted him on. And they called him. He was already listening. That's a smart guy right there. And the real deal. Turn his mic on, guys. I don't hear his mic.
I was just amazed to hear him use the line, they have a propaganda machine that would make Goebbels green with envy. I mean, he's poetic and everything that he says.
Something
so it's
else.
So iconic and memorable and really drives it home. Talented man.
Yeah, why don't we make Larry Pinkney vice president? See, they don't put the smart black people in charge. They don't put those smart white people. They put idiots they control. So we're not against Kamala because she's black. We're against her because she's a sellout, New World Order piece of garbage.
Absolutely.
Gosh, if they had a black Donald Trump, I'd vote for him right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd probably be a good thing. I wish he was black, to be honest with you.
Better.
Yeah, the worst thing about him is he's white.
All right, so we're now 45 minutes into the spaces. We don't do the spaces where we do it 3 days before it propagates. We should, but I do it just to get the commenters from X. It's a way for you to call in. But we are going to do some planned spaces soon. Got a bunch of spaces. People got a bunch of InfoWars callers. We got Dr. Sil Emanuel coming on about biblical stuff coming up in like an hour and a half or a little over an hour. So I want to start getting all these calls and getting to these commenters right now. So let's go to somebody on X.
First, I want to go to Gray. Gray, you've been waiting patiently. I read your bio. Please unmute yourself. Say what you have to say. Give the audience a little bit of context of your background.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I was a non-official cover agent, raised from birth in a clandestine program. And what these globalists are doing are raising people to insert into special operations, and they go into red cell, red team type of activity. That is what a lot of this corruption is led under for plausible deniability. If anybody is caught in the act, it's ridden off as red team and eventually justified. Since for decades now, and going back to the 1995 Advisory Committee for Human Radiation Experimentation, there was testimony presented by Valerie Wolf, Claudia Mullen, and Chris DiNicola.
No, I'm aware of the congressional testimony and declassification of secret radiation testing on children. So what does that have to do with Trump?
Skipping forward. So not only are these shooters brainwashing these programs, but so are the militarized personnel. And there is a situation where many of these people that are seemingly benign or on the right side actually have a sub-sleeper personality. Now, I am linked up with agents that have been working. Now, I'm linked up with agents that have been working at this for over 30 years, and we have everything we need in the background. We merely need some public attention to provide a layer of safety for when we step forward together as a group to give testimony.
You're talking so fast, I can barely understand what you're saying, but we put you up there. People can find your information. Thank you. Next person.
Let's go to Brooklyn Patriot next. Brooklyn Patriot, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
My name is Brooklyn Patriot. I'm Patriot from New York, okay? I'm more well-known on Instagram, unfortunately. I'm just starting out over here. But I do want to let you guys know that New York is turning red. People are not blind to what's going on. People know that there's a bunch of satanic pedophiles trying to control the world. Everybody's on to it. Everybody's on to the same people that did January 6th, did July 13th. Everybody's on to the bullshit. People in New York know it. People everywhere know it, and they could try to make New York blue. They could try to make California blue, but we the people are the people that control what goes on. The only problem here in California and in New York is that we get mail-in ballots before an election even starts, and that's a problem within itself. And what I do want to say is with all the hate going on and everything going on, people need to pray to God and look up to the heavens and realize that Trump will be our next president, and we need to ignore everything that Kamala Harris says or does. She's irrelevant, and there's people pulling her strings behind it all. She's not black. She would not be the first black president. She's an Indian, and everybody knows that, okay? And everything they're trying to do is divide and conquer, and Democrats love dividing and conquering using color and creed. They have nothing else to roll out. And this all started with the Al Smith dinner when Trump started calling out Hillary with the Watergate committee. Okay, people.
No, remember, but it's in the WikiLeaks. The head of I think it's Columbia, but it's the head of a major university psychological program, and the head of the psychology department says, "Only thing we have left is culture war," and that's what they've done.
That's it. It's all about dividing and conquering. And they divide us and they try to conquer us, not us. They get the Democrats with color and creed. And that's not supposed to be like that. But if you remember when Trump spoke at the Al Smith dinner, okay, he called pretty much Hillary a traitor. He said that, you know, she raised a village in Haiti. He was talking all about that different stuff. And if you looked at the deep state, like Michael Bloomberg's face, they were in shock what he said, okay? And they don't want him to be president because he's the people's president. They want somebody from the establishment that can control and optimize their goals, not optimize we the people's goals. And that's the difference between a patriot and somebody that's a demonic Democrat. And they want to take away the power from us.
No, I hear you. Great points. Thank you, sir. Let's go to some calls now from the InfoWars end. And we'll go back to more spaces, speakers. Frank in New York. Frank, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd have to disagree with you, Mr. Jones, that Kamala Harris doesn't have any black in her, because I heard from multiple sources that she has black in her multiple times a day. That's what I heard.
Okay.
Now, I also wanted to say something else about the shooter. I believe just like that movie Shooter, that guy was set up and he didn't fire one shot. I think because when the officer went up to check on him, that was a bad actor. And he was making sure the guy.
Let me stop you. As Saturday, 11 days ago, I thought of that. Mark Wahlberg, great movie, The Shooter, how they try to set him up as a shooter. That's what I thought. And Dude's putting it together right now. We have all the videos where the guy's wearing pants and then the guy that shoots wearing shorts. We're getting together right now. This is a big deal. This is not adding up.
Yeah. I think the kid got set up. They pumped him up in some sort of secret thing. They say you're going to be protecting the president. You know what I mean? He wasn't even looking towards the president. They wouldn't have that banana even looking towards him. He was just set up, man. That's what I believe to be true.
Well, definitely it's a stand down and nobody's buying it. That's the good news. What do you think comes next?
Well, I mean, they could do anything. You know, our leader just came into town, Bibi, Benjamin Netanyahu. That's the guy really pulling all the strings to the puppets. And so that, you know what I mean? I mean, whatever type, I mean, the false flags are so blatant now. It's just like, this is the same playbook with Israel. You know what I mean? Bombing each other, this, that, the other thing. So anything's on the table, anything.
Exactly. It's a real war, but Israel stands down and lets the attack happen. And it's the same story over and over again.
Yeah, rinse and repeat, brother. That's all they do.
And the question is, what will they do next? Thank you, Frank. Let's go to Aaron, Ohio, on Trump shooting. He believes leads to false flags. We'll go to break, come back with ex-speakers. Go ahead, Aaron.
I believe what they may do next would be, to solve the Kamala issue, have a false flag assassination on Kamala. That does two things. One, it gets rid of Kamala Harris. Two, it ensures that the same voters they would be concerned about would now they would actually gain in a much stronger fashion, as well as it sends a powerful power play message to that faction that would be behind it. What do you think about that?
No, I said they'd try to kill Biden or drug him up at the same time, and it happened. It's easy to – it's a deep state securing its coup over all its minions.
I was talking about specifically about Kamala.
No, I think there's a very good chance they kill her. I mean, Roger sees all the signs okay. They plan to replace her. They may not, but or whoever her VP is, she better watch out for.
Right. Okay, that's what I wanted to point out, because I didn't hear much discussion about that possibility.
Thank you, Aaron. All right, we're going to go to break. Dennis, Jim, Matt, Garrett, John, Riley, that's the calls we'll take. No extra calls, because I want to get the Spaces commenters, Spaces speakers, when we come back. Chase Geyser, who's up next from X?
We're going to go to Miss Lou. We're going to go to Truth Seeker, Nikki, Dennis, Cole. We got a bunch of people lined up as well. So, yeah, plenty of people to talk to.
20 seconds to break. How epic is this time to be alive?
Oh, it's so epic. And I got a feeling that we're going to see Kamala Harris as president of the United States before the election. And I don't think she's going to be the candidate.
Yeah, so the 25th Amendment Biden, and then...
Yeah, or he dies of natural causes, or God forbid, you know, they kill him. Obviously, no violence wanted to come to him, but it hasn't even begun to be crazy yet, man.
Exactly. I agree with you. Crazy Town has just begun, and we were supposed to be off the air by now, but we're still here, buddy.
All right.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
When I grow up, I'm going to defeat the New World Order. And wow, we're doing it. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. What do? Tell the Great Houses the planet's under attack by Sardaukar. Tell them their future hangs in the balance.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Gotta get a doing
You're listening to Alex
Jones. Old-fashioned artillery.
Old-fashioned artillery. Genius. A bargain to the letter.
Your wonderful kitchen.
Yesterday, you were a playboy, feared. Now you're a hero.
Live all now with KK. I got to tell you how good is this thing.
All right, I want to play the trailer from Mark Wahlberg, who we know is a patriot conservative. I want to get him on. I don't care that he's a great actor or like his movies, but we know he's a patriot. People have been around him, is what he does. But The Shooter is such an important movie to watch, and I'm glad that the callers brought that up. Then we'll go to a bunch of spaces, speakers here in a moment. But, man, this movie is all you need to know about how they set stuff up. Here it is.
Service.
Come on, boy.
Bubbly swagger. You're a hard man to find.
I'm not hard enough.
There's going to be an attempt on the life of the president. The shot would be taken from beyond a mile.
5 or 6 men in the world make a shot like that.
We need you to stop it. Out of all the men alive on the planet, you're one of the few people who knows what to look for.
This guy knows what he's doing.
You gotta take him. This is a setup. Take him. Take him now.
The would-be assassin, Sergeant Bob Lee Swagger.
I didn't do whatever they said I did. I'm in some bad trouble and I need some help. They deliver me on a tray wrapped up like a present.
Swagger is still alive.
That's the hassle with democracy.
There's always a confused soul that thinks that one man can make a difference. And you have to kill him to convince him otherwise.
In a conspiracy, all loose ends are drained.
You need to back off this. Agent Memphis.
I got a plan. I think I'm gonna need your help.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna find them. I'm gonna burn their playhouse down.
This is a Delta level clearance request.
He's trained in counter intel. This guy's good.
There's gonna be more shooting, more people are gonna die. I didn't start it, but I mean to see it through.
We got him.
How could you miss? He was this close to you.
This is about to get worse.
The world ain't what it seems, is it?
No, sir.
You keep that in mind.
I have something you want.
Where are we meeting?
Somewhere I can see you. Coming from a long way off.
All right, I want to go back to X Spaces and start taking your comments here live on air. But you got to go see the movie Shooter that came out like 15 years ago. It is dead on with what we're dealing with. We've got the clips together where the shooter's got shorts on, then he's got pants on with old people's videos. This is coming up. This is, I don't know what's going on exactly, but we're not being told the truth. Now, a whole separate issue is just in gaslighting. This is bigger than just Kamala Harris being a puppet. We're not exposing this just to say, oh, they're lying. Why would the corporate media think we're so dumb? AP, Reuters, Axios, you name it. I've got the articles right here. Saying that Kamala Harris was never the border czar. I could show you 100 newscasts saying she's the border czar and press conferences where she's going to go fix the border and then only went there one time under pressure. Why would the deep state do that? Because they want to train you to hear so many lies. You know they're a lie, but you get used to hearing the lie and don't get mad about it. They want you to give up. They're demoralizing. Look at this. Harris border confusion haunts her new campaign. Axios says she was never the border czar in this article. I got a bunch of others. Then we've got the Axios articles from years ago saying she is now the border czar appointed by Biden. Axios. Now, she was never been the border czar. Harris to visit Mexico, Guatemala to address border crossings. Biden taps VP Harris to lead response to border challenges. AP. Border czar, VP Kamala Harris finally going to border. Biden tasked Harris with stemming migration on the southern border, which he opened up instead of, I won the election, immediately surged the border. Republicans try to make Harris the border czar. She demurs. So they're now saying they never did that. This is another giant lie out in your face. They think you're stupid. We've got like 5 clips. Just play a few of them, and we'll go to the X speakers. But here they are saying she's the border czar. Now, 3 years later, never happened.
President Kamala Harris is stepping into a new role, taking the lead on the immigration crisis.
Within months of taking office, Vice President Harris was assigned the difficult task of the border, checking in with Central American governments and trying to get to the root causes of immigration problems in the United States.
It has been 91 days since President Biden named Harris as the administration's border czar. Republicans have heavily criticized her for not visiting the border since then, though she has made other trips to places like Guatemala.
As the border crisis escalates, President Biden is putting the vice president in charge.
When she speaks for me, doesn't have to check with me. She knows what she's doing.
The work will not be easy, but it is important work.
So we're going to put this live clip out. I don't know what headline to give it on X, but video. Democrats now claim Kamala Harris was never the border czar. Or breaking. Kamala video. Kamala Harris appointed border czar. She now denies it. I mean, this is like next level lying, Chase.
The gaslighting is unbelievable. We should do a play on something to do with the czars of Russia, right? Like the Bolsheviks attack the border czar, unseat the border czar. But they want to have their cake and eat it too with every single issue. And we're going to see this play out time and time again until we finally defeat these people.
Well, they think people don't have memories.
Yes.
But they also, again, just want to always deny everything just to get us used to their lying.
And they act as if the mainstream media is the only source of information as well. I was commenting on this on the American Journal this morning when I was hosting. If you look at all of the Elizabeth Warren rallies where she tells the same story the exact same way over and over again, and I got a scholarship to go to college, yay, over and over again, there's clip, clip, clip. And then same thing with Kamala Harris. You see over and over again, she uses that hokey line, what can be unburdened by what has been, over and over again, as if it's a rally mainstream media environment and no one's going to realize that she's just repeating the same talking points at rally after rally or speech after speech. It's like they don't even realize that most people get their information from X and influencers, not from the mainstream media anymore.
Well, there's a big article on that, on siloing and on boomeranging yesterday by Zero Hedge. They're believing their own bull while they sit there and lie to people, and it's not working. People know it's the globalists. They want to confuse people, have them give up. That's not happening. People are unifying, understanding this. All right, let's go to ex-speakers now.
Mm-hmm. Dennis, you've had your hand up for the longest. Why don't you unmute yourself and say what you have to say, sir?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Go ahead, yes.
I'm having trouble really wrapping my head around. It could very well be that this was a deep state plot, but it's also, I'm thinking that it could be just blatant incompetence by the Secret Service. And that this has been going on for a long time, and that they've been Swiss cheese for a while, and finally this guy got through the hole. And the thing that I guess I'm confused on and haven't really heard many people give an explanation for is why Trump, of all people that he could have picked for a VP, decides to go with an anti-Trumper in J.D. Vance, who has a background with Silicon Valley and Peter Thiel and Palantir with government contracts and the like. And then he goes and disavows all of the Trump loyalists from 2016 that were part of the Heritage Foundation in Project 2025. So I'm concerned because the rhetoric is definitely not the same with the RNC this year than it was in 2016 with Trump. And I'm afraid that he's getting sort of enveloped in the deep state itself right now with even Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson texted, this was in, I think it was an AP article, he had texted during the Dominion voting systems trial through Discovery how much of a Trump hater he was there too. And now all of a sudden these guys are Trump fans, and it seems to me that it's more because it's politically convenient for them now.
Yeah, but there's also text messages where he says, I love Trump, but I hate him. I mean, that's like I've said to him in personal text, God, Trump, he makes me really mad when he was pushing warp speed or whatever. And Tucker's addressed that. J.D. Vance, 6, 7, 8 years ago, did criticize Trump, but since then has made all the right moves. That's Trump's decision. They don't like J.D. Vance as a choice. All we've got is Trump right now, but I think what you bring up are legitimate issues, but I don't think there's any way you stage a shooting where it shoots through his ear. I mean, you don't think that was a staged shooting, do you?
No, I do not think that was a staged shooting. I think if anything, it may very well have been on purpose, a deep state type thing, whatever you want to call it, or that because the media is so anti-Trump and calling him Hitler, that it drove this kid to do what he did. And in that movie that you just showed too, I saw that movie so many years ago. But I do remember, I mean, you look at the type of weapon that would-be assassin used compared to what this kid used. I mean, he used an AR style weapon, and he didn't have a scope on it. I think a lot of people, including mm-hmm. snipers, are agreeing that there was no scope on that thing.
Yeah.
And so,
but I think a consensus is forming that he was just the cover. There was another shooter.
Yeah, that could be, very well be possible too. And then I find it very strange too that there were snipers in the windows in the buildings across the way too.
That's the new video that's been released by Senator Grassley. Is the local police released it? The Secret Service is covering up. I would play it, but it's like a 5-minute video. It's on my Realog Jones channel since last night, like 10 million views now. They're literally like, oh yeah, he was up there. We didn't know what to do. We took photos of him. There's a guy with a gun, but here's the deal. We're going to release this video soon. He's in long pants, jeans, and then later he's in shorts. Something weird's going on.
And there's no casings on the roof either. That was something a caller mentioned this morning. Where are the casings for the shots that he fired?
And then the 8 shots thing is obviously concerning too. I guess we'll find out later on what that's all about. But I'm Alex. Thanks for taking my call, and I'm glad that you're still going strong. And do you mind if I promote my Twitter account too?
Sure, go ahead.
The radio, it's at Den Hendrickson HENDRICKSON.
All right, guys. Since you mentioned the 8 shots, let's play that clip. FBI director says the Trump shooter fired at least 8 shots. And I'm not saying the FBI is the definitive answer here, but they've already been all over it. They've looked at it. One guy got shot in the back of the head protecting his wife and daughter. He's dead. A couple other folks got shot. So this was a serious situation, obviously. Here's the FBI director.
Chair, now recognize the gentleman from Arizona.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Director Ray, for being here. How many shots did the shooter fire?
Well, we know that he fired at least 8 because we recovered 8 cartridges on the roof.
Okay. And are all the cartridges and the unspent bullets, have they been, you know how many there are? You've accounted for all of those?
We believe we have. Again, there was lots of work still ongoing, but yes, we believe we have accounted.
And did the recovered shells, the cartridges, match the shooter's rifle?
My recollection is yes.
And you conducted analysis that confirms that?
Well, we work with ATF, but yes, so some of the work has been divided up. But.
And how many shells casings were recovered from the location of the counter snipers?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the last part.
From the counter snipers location?
That I don't have the answer, at least here at my fingertips. We're hoping to learn more, and we're still exploiting a number of the digital devices.
Right.
I think it's fair to say that we do not yet have a clear picture of his motive. And I think it's important for me to explain, because I understand, of course, why everybody wants to know the answers to those questions. Often in an investigation, from interviewing people that the subject was in close contact with, looking at the individual's social media accounts, messages, often things, physical evidence in the person's residence. You might see a manifesto, things like that. We're not seeing that yet, but we are digging in hard because this is one of the central questions for us. What I can say is that the shooter appears to have done a lot of searches of public figures in general, but so far we're seeing kind of news articles and things like that, and so the images that have been reported about, really what we're talking about there are when you do a news search of article,
I see.
The image appears in the cache, as opposed to like a search for that,
specific
individual. But again, I really want to be clear that that's a place that we're doing a lot of work right now, and so more to come on that.
Well, they screwed up bad not getting Trump, Chase.
Yeah, they didn't think they were going to fail at all. And
the bargain to the letter.
Yeah, and things would have been so different too. I mean, they would have been able to get away with shooing in Kamala Harris probably if Trump had been replaced by a Nikki Haley.
But it's totally unconstitutional that it's being confirmed to just ignore the primaries, just put her in. No, you got a 25th Amendment Joe Biden, mm-hmm. and she's got to be brought in, and then he's still on the ballot. They're done.
I just can't believe that Democrats witnessed the Democratic Party, Democratic voters witnessed the Democratic Party steal the primary from Bernie Sanders in 2016, and now they're witnessing the soft coup against Biden now, and they still deny that there was election fraud in 2020. Like, oh, they would steal primaries, but they would never bring themselves to steal a general election.
And they want to indict you if you question it.
Right. These people, man. It's like, I think they're waking up in droves. Honestly, like, for a long time.
No,
it's,
a lot of liberals are waking up.
They're waking up.
And then now they try the gaslighting. Oh, Kamala, there's fresh blood. Everybody loves her. She was the lowest scoring person of like 14 Democrat candidates.
Yes.
In the primaries.
And that's without even mentioning her IQ test. Lowest scoring there too, right? But yeah, I, it doesn't make any sense. It's a DEI situation, I think.
What do we do? All right. So we'll go back to calls in a moment, but let's go back to more X. Comments.
Sure. Let's go to Truth Seeker. Truth Seeker, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Good brother, what do you think's going on? What do you think's going on?
I believe this has like been some predictive programming for quite some time. I mean, if you actually go back and look at the Economist magazine from 2023, at the end of 2023, in December, you can Google it. It shows a question mark over Trump's right ear, and then it shows like a dove right above his head. So I think they've been... This has been like preconditioned for quite some time. I mean, you even showed the movie Shooter. Like, they've been hinting at this for quite some time because they want to start a major like civil war. I mean, look, think about the movies that came out, like the actual Civil War movie that just came out recently.
Yeah, I don't know about Shooter. I don't know about that Economist cover. I saw that. But definitely, definitely they're trying to cause a civil war. Definitely, that's they admit they want that.
And one last thing I just want to ask, do you think that Biden is even still Biden? Because I don't know, that clip they showed yesterday of Biden, he like walked extra fast than usual and just didn't even really speak. So I don't, something seems off about that with Biden. What do y'all think about that?
Yeah, that's an important clip to play. Does the crew have that last night where Biden gets off the airplane and they say, why'd you resign or why'd you drop out? And he goes, ha ha ha, and laughs at him. Yeah, roll it with audio. Here it is.
Why did you drop out, Mr. President? Why did you drop out of the election? Was it a difficult decision to make?
Look, everybody's saying it's a rubber mask. Everybody's saying their body doubles.
Yeah.
No, that's the real rotting Joe Biden with the facelifts and the surgeries. That's why he doesn't look the same. It's Joe Biden. The arrogance, you can't copy it. It's the same guy I've been watching for 30 years. He's just out of his mind.
Well, I think some videos that you see of him are probably a double. I think that one, I agree with you.
They admit presidents have doubles.
Right, right. And Ian Carroll did an outstanding report. We ran it this morning on the American Journal during one of the first five-minute segments about the history of the masks and how sophisticated they've gotten. So I think when you see him walking up the stairs and doing a great job, it's probably not him. When you see him like that, that's probably
remember one
him.
Time they caught a body double out back to White House getting in his car, and it was like a younger guy.
Yeah, it's almost like a
They admit they have that.
Right.
I'm just saying that was the real Joe Biden.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree
but
with
he, you. But they had to crank him up, get him ready. He is. I mean, look at him. That is dementia.
I think he had a stroke.
Barely walk.
Yeah, I think he stroked out, and that's why his voice sounded slurred on CNN the other day. That's why they had to say he had COVID and put him away for 72 hours to monitor him. I think
the point is we're not in Kansas anymore.
Nope.
Let's take a caller. Let's talk to Dennis. We'll roll B-roll while he talks. I'm not going to play the whole clip. It's on Real Ox Jones on X of the local police that gave it to Senator Grassley, and they're talking about the stand down, the guy on the roof, nobody doing anything, them videotaping and taking photos of it. You want to talk about body cam footage of the Trump shooting 11 days ago? Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, two quick points, Mr. Jones. We in that body cam video, we see a body, a gun, but where are the shell casings? We're told 8 casings were found on that rooftop. That body cam video was taken less than 1 hour after the failed assassination, but no casings are visible on the rooftop in that video.
Well, and in fairness, we could blow it up and look for them, but you can barely even see the gun of the dead body. I mean, it's all just shaky camera work. How do we know there's not casings there?
I agree. But I've watched it 2 or 3 times, zoomed in on a large monitor as best I can. That's decent quality video. And if they say they removed them, they didn't lay down any evidence markers where they typically would, where they find evidence. So,
well, the FBI director just said they found 8 shell casings, so I think that's an important thing. I'm just saying, we're both watching this video, or anybody watching can see this. How are you going to tell where a shell casing is in there? There's all sorts of black spots and skids on that roof. I don't, you know.
Yeah. My second point, feds were pretty quick to dismantle the entire crime scene. The stage, the grandstands, everything was removed before any independent investigation.
Oh, you don't got to convince me it was a stage false flag. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to be difficult to try to recreate the event, take precise measurements of the stage, et cetera. So, last point, we can't let this story fade away. Everybody needs to order those bulletproof shirts. I've already done so. Wear them often. Keep people thinking about this. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, brother, for the support. And I wasn't cutting him off. I'm just saying you can't tell there's bullet casings. But the cover-up's there, and people aren't buying it. We have congressmen and senators saying, we think you tried to kill Trump. I mean, this is good overall that people aren't going along with it.
When you have bipartisan support for the demanding of a resignation to have Cheadle, that was powerful too, to see Raskin sign that and others, and to have it actually work. So I think there are a lot of Democrats that are very upset about this. And I wonder if Joe Biden would have even resigned, withdrawn from the race, had this assassination attempt been successful. I think he would have stuck it out.
Well, it's definitely backfiring on them, and nobody's buying this was an accident.
Absolutely not.
So what do they do next? Because they're in panic mode.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, I think what's going to happen next is similar to if JFK hadn't died. If the same thing had happened to JFK, if it just had grazed his ear instead, and of course he was the sitting president at the time.
Or shot Connally, right, or killed his wife. Imagine if his wife would have got shot.
He would have actually shattered the CIA into 1,000 pieces, I think, and scattered it to the winds as he had threatened before. And, you know, Trump came out and said that he was going to declassify all the documents around his own assassination attempt as soon as he goes into office. I think they're frantically deleting those documents like they did for the MKUltra.
And that makes them even more desperate to kill him.
Yes.
To quote The Godfather, they got to get popped. That's the key.
Yep.
And Trump is pop right now. Let's jam in one more caller before we got a break. We'll come back with more Spaces commenters. Let's go ahead and talk to Garrett in Arizona. Garrett, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, go ahead, Garrett.
All right. First of all, I wanted to start off and talk about Jesus Christ and the country, the way it was founded. When you say the Pledge of Allegiance, you are pledging your allegiance to this country and the ruler of this country. So I would pledge my allegiance to God, the Eternal Father, and to the Holy Spirit, and to Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, and nobody else. Secondly, let's talk about Donald Trump, and let's talk about this shooting. First of all, you got to know history of Donald Trump, and this goes all the way back into the 90s. So you know Donald Trump for being rich, you know him for being an elite, you know him for being in real estate, you know him for being a reality TV star, you know him for doing WWE wrestling, you know him for fake news, you know him by their fruits. After the shooting happened, who became his spokesperson? Hulk Hogan on TV.
Oh, my God. I've been in movies. People say I'm fake because I was in a movie and played a part. I'll come back to you, but this is just BS. They tried to kill him legitimately. Hulk Hogan's a great guy. It just never ends. I mean, do you wish he got shot? Saying it's fake?
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones